Last evening, some of us were considering the great promises that God made to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob.
昨天晚上我们的圣经学习呢，查考到关于 神给亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的那伟大的祝福和应许啊。God
promised to all three of them, particularly to Abraham, that he would give them all the land and far more than the land that is now considered to be the land of Israel in the Middle East.
那神应许给亚伯拉罕啊，有一块很大的地。 这块地呢，会比今天我们知道的以色列所在的这块地方要大得多。And
some of us might say, well, that's pretty nice. I kind of would like somebody to say to me, I'll give you a few thousand square miles of land. That would be kind of nice.
那我们也说，那很好啊。如果有人答应应许给我们几千公顷的地，我说，哎，这不错啊。But
God doesn't promise us land. What God promises to you and me is eternal life.
但神给我们这个世代人的应许呢，不是地啊，是永恒的生命。And
when you think of it, eternal life is just about the most amazing thing that God could ever give anybody.
那我们想象这个事的时候呢，我们就知道，哦，永恒的生命啊，是神可以给人的最好的祝福了。
Most people in the world don't even think about it very much.
甚至今天地上的很多人呢，都不会试着去想一想永生这件事情。But
we sit back and we say now, if God is God and if his promises are true, then it's true. We will get eternal life.
我们坐下来默想一下神的这个应许啊，如果它是好的，它的应许是真实的，哦，那这个。 我们要的这个永生可真是真是很美好的，我们要。And
then he also promises that those who overcome will inherit all things.
那我们能够借着这个呢，能够继承啊，在主里的许许多多他的产业。And
if we inherit all things, that means we get an awful lot.
那如果我们继承许多的产业，就知道我们得着的很多嘛，对，非常多嘛。And
I've often commented on the fact that there are a lot of stars in the galaxies.
我经常用这样的比方啊，做例子。那天上有许多的星系啊，星星。And
if in fact the Lord gives us our share of the universe, then all of us will inherit hundreds of thousands or far more stars.
那如果神按照我们得救的人的数量比例来分给我们天上的星星的话，那我们可是许许多多的星星分到每个人头上。And
all the planets on them beyond that.
但问题，这个神的计划可比分星星要大得多。
That's a whole lot better than a little bit of land in the Middle East, at the edge of the Mediterranean Sea.
神给的祝福肯定比在地中海边上的那一块地要大得多。So
God has, in his bounty, he has turned toward us with marvelous promises, and we say, Lord, this is wonderful. What do we know about them? How do we get them?
所以神在他的恩典里给了我们丰丰富富的祝福，那我们说主啊，真太好了，我怎么得着呢？
So this evening we're going to consider some truths from the book of 1 Corinthians. We're going to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
所以今晚呢，我们来查考一点关于哥林多前书的部分啊，在哥林多前书的第15章。
And verse 3 says, Paul says to the Corinthians, I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
哥林多前书15章的第3节, 我当日所领受又传给你们的, 第一就是基督, 照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了。
So that is what Paul preached to the Corinthians.
那这就是保罗跟哥林多人所传的啊。第四节刚才也读了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
But then in verse 1, he says, Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you.
那第一节他说，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道。
So Paul says, when I went to Corinth, I decided I would preach to you. And what I decided to preach was the gospel.
对保罗对哥林多人说，我来到你们中间呢，我决定要把好消息告诉你们。这好消息呢，就是福音。
And so the question is, what is the good news?
问题是什么才是好消息？
What is the gospel?
什么才是福音？
And no matter how you define it, the word gospel is the really best good news you could hear.
无论你怎么定义它，这福音是你一辈子能够听到最好的消息。
As mentioned, it's eternal life and it's all the blessings of God associated with eternal life forever.
所以这包括 永恒的生命，也包括在永恒生命里神要赐给我们一切的祝福。
Paul says regarding the spiritual blessings that are involved, that God has given to us every spiritual blessing. There are no spiritual blessings that God has could give us that he hasn't given us.
那保罗说呢，在所有的属灵祝福里啊，神都给我们，没有一样啊，他留下不给我们，他能给我们，他都给我们。
And God is an omnipotent God and an omniscient God. And that means that he cannot think of any spiritual blessings which he hasn't given us. And he's given us every spiritual blessings that he physically could give. His omniscience and his omnipotence work together to give us every kind of spiritual blessing.
所以神是无所不能的，无所不在的，所以他说再没有了，就再没有了，他把所有都给了我们啊，没有留下一样啊不舍得给我们的，所以一切的属灵的祝福在基督里都赐给我们。
So when I was a little boy, people used to say to me, Harold, I would like to give you something. And I would say, thank you, yes, if you've got something to give to me, please give it to me.
那有的我在孩子的时候，有人要给我东西，说：“哎呀 ，Harold， 我要把什么样的东西给你？”我会回答他说：“好的，那你就现在给我吧。”
I don't ever remember saying to anybody, "I don't want any good gifts, please. Please don't give me anything good. I've got everything I need."
我从来没有听过一个人会对别人说：“哎，我不需要你给我的好的礼物啊，我有的东西已经很好了，我不需要这礼物。”
And I don't know that there's ever been a little boy who said, please don't give me another good gift.
没有哪个小孩子会说，哎，不要再给我一个好的礼物了。
And so we say, God, if you've got good gifts for me, I want it.
如果我们跟神说，说主啊，如果你有好的礼物，我也要，求你给我。
And so Paul says, I preach to you the good news.
所以保罗说呢，我给你们告诉你们好消息。
And this good news is the best news.
那这个好消息是最好的消息。
And then this good news is so good, there is no other good news like it. It's the only good news.
这个好消息如此之好啊，没有别的消息像它这样，这是一个唯一的好消息。
And there couldn't be.Anything better. It's so good. Not only is there nothing better, there couldn't be anything better. Even God couldn't give us anything better.
而且呢，他不但是事实上没有东西比他好，也的确不能有比他更好，因为神也拿不出比这更好的东西。
So what is that good news? Back to verse 3 again.
那这好消息就是什么呢？我们回到第三节。
And it says, I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
第三节, 我当日所领受又传给你们的第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪赐了。
What is the major problem of our lives?
我们生命中最大的问题是什么呢?
The Bible says it's very simple. Our major problem is sin.
圣经说我们这很简单，我们主要的麻烦就是罪了。It
was that from the very beginning.
那从最初开始就是这样。It
has been that all the way down through time.
在时间里一直走到今天还是这样。If
you follow the news in the world today, you will realize that there's lots of sorrow out there because of sin.
如果你看今天的新闻，你就会知道因着罪，地上有很多的忧伤。Most
people don't think sin is very serious.
很多的人呢，并不觉得罪是一个很严肃的问题。Eve
didn't think it was serious. God said, don't eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you do, you will die.
那夏娃没有意识到这是很严肃的，因为神告诉他不要吃那分别善恶树的果子，吃了你必定死。The
devil said, no, 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 Eve, don't worry about that. It's not that bad. You'll be better off if you do sin.
那恶者说呢，没关系，没关系，没有那么糟糕。如果你其实犯罪吃了呢，可能会更好一点。She
did sin. She took the fruit. She gave it to Adam. They were cast out of the garden. Their lives were sorrow and heartache, and they died.
那她也吃了，也给她的丈夫吃了，然后他们被赶出伊甸园，他们的生命从此充满了忧伤，然后他们最后死了。
Why did they do that?
他们为什么要这么做呢?
And the answer is they listened to the devil. He was talking through the snake. I call him the talking snake. And they listened to the talking snake rather than to God. They believed the talking snake rather than God. And they got sorrow as a consequence.
所以他们最终是因为自己选择相信那条会说话的蛇，当然这是因为恶者，所以因为撒旦而来的，那他们不愿意相信神，他们相信这条会说话的蛇，然后带来的后果就是忧伤。How
bad is sin?
罪的后果有多严肃呢?
Most people say it isn't terribly bad, but the Bible says Ezekiel quotes God as saying, the soul that sins will die.
那很多人认为罪的后果没那么严重，但是圣经却告诉我们，罪的代价，罪的工价就是死。Every
sinner must die.
每一个罪人最后都会死的。That's
pretty bad. The Bible says that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
这很糟糕，因为圣经说，我们人人都是罪人，亏缺了神的荣耀。And
so the sentence of death is upon all of us.
所以罪的审判是死亡，死亡会临到我们每一个人。In
the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul outlines over and over the conclusions of the Bible, and they are all of us have sinned. All of us have sinned.
保罗在罗马书一遍一遍地给我们提醒这个结论，我们人人都犯了罪，人人都是罪人。In
the book of Isaiah, we're told that we're all sinners. The verse is, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way.
那以赛亚书也同样的告诉我们，我们人人都犯了罪，亏缺了，就是偏离了神给我们要走的路。The
consequence then is that instead of getting God's good blessings that we were talking about, instead of that, we get punishment for our sins. That's a terrible alternative.
所以我们非但没有得到神要给我们的 的祝福啊，我们却得到了另外一个方向的结果，也就是因着罪而来的惩罚。
The Lord Jesus told us a little bit about the implications of that in Luke chapter 16.
主耶稣呢，借着路加福音的十六章呢，告诉了我们一点关于这个罪的后果。
And he tells about the rich man who didn't have time for God, didn't believe in God, and he died and he went to a place called hell.
那当中的这个财主呢，他在生前他不愿意相信神，所以他死了，去了一个地方叫地狱。
That's where all go who don't go to heaven. If you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and go to heaven, then you must pay for your own sins.And the Bible says that is a place called hell.
那如果人是不信的，在生前最终去的地方就是地狱，因为你若不相信神，不相信耶稣，那你就得自己为自己的罪付代价，那就只能到那里去了。
And the man who was there in the story says to Abraham, please send somebody to my brothers so that they don't come to this place of torment. That's what hell is, a place of torment.
所以这个人他就说亚伯拉罕求你差人去跟我的兄弟说啊，让他们不要到这个受痛苦的地方来。
So, Paul says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he says, I'm going to tell you what the gospel is. I'm going to tell you what the good news is. It's this, Christ died for our sins.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十五章说，我要告诉你们好消息是什么，就是基督为我们的罪死了。
He died for our sins so that we could be forgiven.
他为我们的罪死了，使得我们可以被赦免。
He paid the price of our sin in order that we wouldn't have to pay for our sin.
他为我们的罪付了代价，使得我们不用为自己的罪再付代价。
And so the question is, how do we get that? And the answer, verse 2 says, what I preach to you, unless you believed in vain, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved.
林多前书15章2节，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
All of these things are absolutely marvelous. It is possible for you and me to be forgiven for our sins and the penalty of our sins not have to be inflicted upon us.
所以没有什么比这更宝贵的，我这是变得可能了，也就是我们的罪不再需要我们来付代价，这罪的后果不再临到我们身上，而是耶稣担当了。
The opposite of getting eternal life is perishing in hell.
与永生相对应的也就是永死啊，在地狱里一直受折磨。
So the problem is sin. And as long as sin is there, the penalty is separation from God and punishment.
所以现在的麻烦是罪，那因着罪呢，就自然会跟神有永恒的隔绝，以及因此会带来惩罚。
But the story is that Christ died for our sins in order that our sins can be forgiven, and we get forgiveness of sin, we get to go to heaven.
那好消息是耶稣为我们的罪死了，使得我们的罪能被赦免，不但不需要去地狱，还可以去天堂。
So back now to verse 3. Paul says,
回到第三节。
Paul says, I delivered or I preached unto you, excuse me, first of all, that which I also received from God, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
我当日所领受又传给你们的第一就是基督照圣经所说的为我们的罪死了。
The fact that he died for our sins was not a new thought. It wasn't something that just happened at the cross of Calvary. It is something that had been prophesied. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
所以这个事情不是临时起意的，并不是在哥哥他山之前，耶稣被神 临时安排去钉十字架的，而是十五章的第三节说的，照圣经所说，也就是在那个时候的旧约圣经已经预言了耶稣要这么做的。
All down through the Old Testament, the simple procedure was that the sinner needed to have his sins forgiven by the death of an animal or some substitutionary sacrifice.
那在旧约一贯的原则就是一个罪人要被赦免呢，一定要有一个替代的献祭来牺牲才能够满足公义的要求。
And the Old Testament, the law of the scriptures in the Old Testament was without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins.
所以同样的，没有血流出啊，罪就不得赦免。
So the logic then is not simply that Jesus died for our sins, but he died because the scripture demanded that someone die for our sins who could in effect atone for those sins.
所以耶稣按照神的要求呢，他要为我们的罪死了才能付上这赎罪的祭他的血流出，我们罪才能得赦免。
But here Paul says that it was Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sins.
十五章第三节还提到一个词，就是基督，是耶稣基督为我们的罪死。
And a couple of reasons why it's most important that it was Christ who died for our sins.
那有几个原因，为什么这是非常重要，是基督为我们死了。
The first is that the substitutionary death had to be sufficient to pay the debt of the guilty.
那就是替罪的这个献祭啊，必须得足够来满足我们在公义审判里啊要付代价的要求。
In the Old Testament, an innocent lamb or a goat or a bullock would die, and that would be sufficient to atone for the sin. But the death of an animal doesn't really do much to cover our guilt.
那旧约的要求呢，是一只羊或者一头牛，被杀了之后献祭呢，能够暂时遮盖我们的罪。但其实呢，这个并不能永恒的解决我们罪审判的要求。
But they were all just pictures, millions and millions of pictures, but they were all only pictures because the death of a lamb or a kid or a bullock couldn't take away the sin.
那这只是一个图像预表的意思，我们看见这个场景就能明白真实的样子是什么。因为一只羊，一头牛呢，它不可能除去我们的罪的。
But it was Jesus Christ who died for our sins.
实际上真正为我们的罪死的是耶稣基督。
And the Lord Jesus Christ, the word Christ implies that he was the promised Messiah, the promised deliverer.
那耶稣是一个什么形象？他是被应许的。那弥赛亚是要把神的应许呢在他身上实现的那一位受膏者。
And the identity of this Christ, this Messiah, was none other than God himself.
那这个受膏者，这个弥赛亚其实呢也不是别人，正是神自己。
Now God can forgive sins for two reasons.
神可以赦免罪呢，因为两个原因。
Number one, our sin is against God. All sin is first and foremost against God.
第一呢，是我们的罪呢，是得罪了神啊。那所有的罪都是得罪神的。
If I do something bad, if I hurt you, if I steal from you, that's going to hurt you, but it hurts God most.
那就好比呢，我做了一件事伤害了你，又偷了你的东西，我的确伤害了你。但是呢，我伤害神，在这件事情上伤害神是更多的。
Because God loves you, and God wants to help you, and if I make you cry, then God is going to say, Harold, you've broken my heart because you broke the heart of the one I love.
那因为神爱你啊，神要帮助你。如果我使你忧伤呢，神会说哦 Harold， 你使我伤心了，因为你使我所爱的人伤心了。
But if my sin is against God, then God can forgive me because I sinned against Him.
如果我是向神犯罪的话呢，神可以赦免我。
But associated with every sin is a cost. There is a loss. There is a problem created by my sin. Every sin comes at a price.
那这样的一个赦免呢，必须要有代价，因为每一个罪呢，它都有后果，都是有要付足的代价的成本。
Only God is able to pay that price.
也只有神才能付这个罪的代价。
So it has to be Christ who dies for our sin because he is God's promised personal Messiah.
只有神可以做这件事情，因为他是神应许的要来的弥赛亚，就基督才可以做这件事情。
But another reason why our Redeemer has to be the Christ is that in the Bible, the prophecies regarding the Lord Jesus as the Messiah are twofold.
另外一个原因呢，他必须得是基督呢，因为是两层的原因啊，就是必须得是基督，在旧约里啊是这么说的。
Number one, he's the one who's going to lead all the world, all heaven. He's going to lead everyone and everything in the future. He will be declared to be king.
第一呢，就是他被称为王，他是天上地下一切万有的主，他会被称为王。
But the reason that we accept him as king is not just that he's powerful.
那原因我们接受他为王呢，不单单是因为他有能力。
Not just that he's got a big army.
不是因为他有一个很大的军队。
Not just that he's intelligent.
也不是说他特别有智慧。
But the reason we follow him is because he died for our sins. He brought us forgiveness. He's the one we love because he paid the penalty of our sin. That's how he gets to be the Messiah.
那原因是因为他为我们的罪付了代价，他为我们死了，所以他被称为弥赛亚，因为他是配得的。
So it's a wonderful story. What is this marvelous message we bring? Christ died for our sins, and the message is that it's Jesus Christ who died for our sins, and he did it according to the scriptures, all part of his great plan.
所以这是个特别好的消息，就是基督呢为我们的罪死了，而且呢是照着圣经所说，也就意味着呢神在旧约就已经预言了，在他原来的计划里，这就是他的本意。
Now the next theme about this wonderful message, the gospel message, is in verse 4, and it says, and that he was buried.
第四节呢又讲到而且埋葬了。
Why is it important that Jesus Christ was buried?
为什么这个很重要啊？就是耶稣要被埋了，很重要呢。
You remember that after he died on the cross, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus went to Pilate. They begged the body of Jesus. They took that body. They anointed it with spices and wrapped it in linen and then put him into the tomb.
那我们都记得耶稣受难之后呢？亚利马太来的约瑟呢和尼哥底母呢向比拉多总督求了耶稣的身体，然后呢他们用香料抹上包上细麻布呢就把它放在坟墓里了。
So why was it important that he was buried?
为什么要这么做呢？为什么埋了耶稣很重要呢？
And the answer is to prove that he died.
答案就是证明他真的死了。
Many people say, you know, the story about Jesus isn't that bad because Jesus really never died. He just sort of pretended to die. He would snooze a little and he pretended to die, but he didn't die. It wasn't that bad.
很多人说，哎，这个故事呢，其实是耶稣没有死啊，他只是假装死了啊，他藏起来了啊，他并没有真正的死。
But remember now, if Jesus hadn't died, then your sins couldn't be forgiven and neither could mine.
但你要记得，如果耶稣没有真的死，你的罪也不能被赦免，我的也不可以。
Unless blood was shed, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins.
因为的确旧约的原则就是没有血的流出，罪就不得赦免。
And so, in order to prove that Jesus died, why, they put him in grave clothes along with 100 pounds of spices.
所以为了证明耶稣的确死了呢，神兴起两个弟兄，去用100斤的这个香料去膏他，然后把他裹起来，然后把他放在坟墓里。
If the Lord Jesus weighed 170 pounds, they would put 100 pounds of spices on that, wrap him all up, and they put him in the tomb.
如果耶稣是重160-170磅的话，那他们又加了大概100磅的这个香料，再把它捆起来，裹起来啊，再放在坟墓里。
If he wasn't dead on the cross, he'd be dead, being wrapped up and bound with all those spices for a few days.
如果他真的没在十字架上死，那你被细麻布捆了几天，再加上这么多香料，那也死了啊。
And then they put him in the grave, and they left him there for 3 days.
然后再把他放在坟墓里，放了三天。
Jesus Christ really did die.
耶稣基督真的是死了。
Don't ever let anyone tell you.Don't ever believe that Jesus Christ really didn't die. He had to die. If he hadn't died, your sins could never be forgiven.
所以千万不要被人所搅扰了，告诉你耶稣其实没有死，并不是这样，耶稣的确是死了，而且为你我的罪死了。
But verse 3 gives us the third thing about the good news. The first thing about the good news is Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
所以这两节给了我们三个好消息。第一个呢，就是按照圣经所说，耶稣为我们的罪死了。
The second thing about the good news is he was buried to prove that the price had been paid.
第二呢，关于这个好消息就是他已经埋葬了，所以罪的代价已经付足了。
And then verse 4 goes on and says, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
第四节又接着说，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
He died, he was buried, he rose again.
他死了，他埋了，他复活了。
That's very, very important. The most important thing about the gospel.The most important thing about God's love is Jesus died, was buried, and rose again.
这是非常重要的啊！圣经里最重要的信息就是耶稣死了，埋了，又复活了。
Many people say, "I believe in God. I'm okay."
很多人会说，哎，我相信神啊，我没有问题。
But the Bible says, "No, all kinds of people believe in God, and they're not okay."
圣经说不，各种各样的人都相信神，那他们可不都是没问题的。
One of the stories in the book of Acts is about the man whose name was Cornelius. He was a wonderful man.
那使徒行传的里面呢，有一个人呢，叫百夫长，他叫哥尼流，他是个很好的人。
And he did a lot of good works.And he gave a lot of money to God and to the work of God.
那他是个很好的人，他也敬畏神，他也做了很多善事，他也奉献了钱给穷人，给神的家。
But he didn't get eternal life until he believed the story that Peter told him about the fact that Jesus died and was buried and rose again.
但是哥尼流依然没有得救，直到神差彼得去跟他讲耶稣基督的福音，也就是耶稣死了，埋了，第三天复活了，他相信了，哥尼流才得救了。
Now most people have, if they're going to have a problem of believing, most people's problem is, I can't believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
如果有很多人 不能相信的话呢，他可能最难相信的就是最后一个部分，就是耶稣从死里复活了。
And if you don't believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, then you can't have eternal life.
如果你不相信耶稣从死里复活呢，那你就没有永生了。
And so the question is, did Jesus Christ really rise from the dead?
问题就是耶稣真的从死里复活了吗？
And so let me keep on reading for you verses 4 down through 8.
那我们继续从第四节读到第八节。
We read, Jesus was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time.
哥林多前书十五章第四节，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，这在讲主，并且显给基法看，也就是彼得，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
Okay, here are seven witnesses, seven evidences that Jesus Christ really did rise from the dead.
这里有七个证据呢，耶稣基督的确从死里复活了。
The first one is that the Old Testament of the Bible predicted that he would rise from the dead.
第一呢，就是旧约圣经预言呢，耶稣一定会从死里复活。
He rose from the dead according to the scriptures. That's how we know he rose from the dead. The Old Testament said he would.
就是按照圣经所预言，旧约圣经所预言，他会从死里复活。所以这是我们第一个证据，因为旧约圣经证明了这一点。
All right, the second reason that he rose from the dead is that he was seen of Cephas.
第二个原因呢？有一个证人，就是第五节的基法。
Cephas is the other name for Peter, the Apostle Peter.
基法呢是使徒彼得的另一个名字。
Peter was the man you remember who said to the Lord Jesus before the Lord Jesus died, he said, I will follow you anywhere, I will even die for you, Jesus, that's how much I love you.
我们都知道彼得在主受难之前说我会一直跟着你的，我会愿意为你死的啊，这是彼得他对主说的。
And then of course Peter went out and denied three times that he even knew the Lord Jesus Christ as a person.
当然在这之后彼得三次否认他认识耶稣基督。
What is the proof that Jesus rose from the dead? The fact that he appeared to Peter.Who was the most, if you like, undeserving person to ever be a witness to the resurrection? Jesus went back to him and appeared to him to prove that Jesus rose from the dead and he was a forgiving God.
那因为彼得呢，在那个时候是应该最不配得成为这见证人的嘛，因为他都三次不认主了，但是主呢却显现给彼得看。彼得就用自己的亲眼所见来见证神是复活了，耶稣复活了，而且是一位赦免人的主。
And then it says that Jesus appeared not just that once, but he also appeared to the 12 disciples.
那再往下呢，他不但显给彼得看呢，也显给十二使徒看。
And I kind of think that was the 11 disciples.Who were with him the night he was betrayed, and also the disciple named Matthias we read about in Acts chapter 1. I think he was there in place of Judas to make the 12 disciples who saw him.
那十二使徒当中之一呢，犹大是在主遇难之前就背叛主了，但是在使徒行传的 前两章我们看见犹大死后呢，使徒们补选了一个使徒叫马提亚，所以还是十二使徒，而且都是信主的。那么这些人，他们也是亲眼所见证、所证明的。
And history tells us that all 12 of those, with the exception of John and maybe another, but all of them died as martyrs because they believed that Jesus Christ really had risen from the dead. That's pretty sound evidence.
同样的呢，这十二使徒除了使徒约翰，因为主有另外特殊的安排，可能还有个别另外一个，剩下的所有使徒全是殉道了。那他们都是因为见证了主耶稣的复活，知道神的大能，愿意把自己生命交出去。
Some people say, well, I'm still not really sure. So Paul says, well, what about the time that the Lord Jesus appeared to 500 different men all at the same time?
那还有人说不信，那在15章的6节，保罗说，耶稣有一时啊，显给500多弟兄看，在同一时间。
And then Paul says to the Corinthians, and if you don't believe it, most of them are still alive. Go and speak to them.
所以保罗写这封信的时候呢，是写给哥林多人的。他就在当时写信的时候，跟收信的哥林多人说：“你们如果还不信呢，你去问那500多人当中的还活着的，他们当中很多人还活着，你们可以去问他，在当时还活着。”写信的时候。
If you were to have that kind of evidence in a court of law today, do you think the judge would say, no, I don't believe those 500 people?
如果你有这么多的见证人，你觉得今天的法官会说，我不相信这500多个人。
Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. What do you do if you've got 500 witnesses?
如果圣经的要求是两到三个见证人做证明的，就能够定准一件事。如果500多个人能证明，怎么办呢？
Those are four convincing reasons why Jesus rose from the dead. Number one, the Old Testament scriptures. Number two, his appearance to Cephas, Peter. Number three, his appearance to the 12. Number four, his appearance to the 500.
那这几个四个证明，第一就是旧约圣经的预言，第二是显给彼得看，第三呢显给十二使徒看，第四呢显给500多弟兄看。
And then number five, he appeared to James.
第五呢，他显给雅各看。
And James was a very interesting person. He was probably the brother of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那雅各呢是一个很有意思的人，他是主耶稣的兄弟。
And James would say, you know, I watched the Lord Jesus Christ. When I was a little boy, he was maybe a year or two older than me, and I watched him as we grew up. I saw him in Nazareth, and then I watched him as he preached in various places, and I still didn't believe him. I knew he was a good man. I thought maybe he was a prophet, but I didn't believe he was God. But then,
那雅各会说呢，我知道，我认识耶稣啊，他就比我大几岁啊，然后呢。从小是一起长大的，但是呢，我还是不信他，他是个好人，但是我还是不能信他。
But then he says he rose from the dead. After he rose from the dead, he had a private meeting with me.
然后雅各会说呢，耶稣从死里复活了，复活之后呢，还单独见了我。
And he said, because of that private meeting, instead of being a doubter, I have become one of the pillars in the church of God.
所以雅各会告诉你，正是因为这样的一个私人的见面啊，耶稣复活之后改变了雅各啊。那雅各曾经是不信的，但这之后呢，他变成初代教会的一个柱石。
And then on another occasion, he was seen of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of the apostle Paul.
所以第七节说呢，雅各之后呢，还显给众使徒看，最后呢，又显给使徒保罗看。
Now, you could go to a court of law and you could say all those witnesses are wrong, but the law would say no, those witnesses are right.
你可以挑战说啊，这些见证人都是假的，但是呢，真正的和公义的法律会说呢，这些是可以证明的。
You could go to the science lab and you could test it out. And you could see those seven witnesses and you're going to have to say, this must be true because every time we test it, it's true. He rose from the dead.
如果你去做实验，你有这么多的证据，你也会说这是真的。因为我们每一次去看这个证明人证的证言，我们都能得出一个结论，耶稣的确从死里复活。
What is the wonderful message of the gospel? Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. He was buried, and he rose again the third time, day, according to the scriptures. And whoever believes on him has everlasting life.
那好消息是什么呢？就是耶稣为我们的罪死了，埋葬了。按照圣经所说，他有三天后复活了，然后一切信他的就不至灭亡。而且有永生。
That's the good news. That's what the Bible preaches. That's by the grace of God that what we want to preach.
这就是好消息，这就是圣经告诉我们的，这也是借着神的恩典我们要告诉大家的。
The Apostle Paul said to the Philippian jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
所以保罗借着神借着保罗对腓立比的狱卒说，你信靠主耶稣啊，你和你的一家就必得救。
And I've gone over time, I apologize, and we'll pray and then long we'll carry on.
好，我们今天先到这里，然后我们先做一个祷告，再继续。
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful message.
主啊，我们要如此的感恩为这奇妙的信息。
It's the good news message.
这是一个好消息的信息。
It's the best news message.
这甚至是一个最好的消息的信息。
It's the only message that will address our sin problem. Nothing else will ever save our sin problem. Thank you for the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是唯一的信息能解决我们罪的问题，再没有别的可以。谢谢您，因为耶稣死了，埋了，三天后复活了。
And Lord, help each one of us to bow before you tonight and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I want you to be my Savior and my Lord.
主啊，盼望我们今天每一个人都屈膝在您面前说，主啊，我愿意接受基督，成为我的救主和主。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
这样的祈求奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.